We may not put ashes on our head, but I tell you, our hearts and our lives ought to be broken and ought to be brought in line with God's word. I tell you, there's nothing like tears of repentance. There's nothing like godly sorrow that will touch God, and he'll be able to touch you and to restore what is yours rightfully. And I was talking to somebody the other day. It's an amazing thing to be able to walk with God and know that there is a way of escape and a plan of salvation out of this life. And I was telling, I think it was my daughter-in-law, I said, you know, that to me, that's why the angels desire to look into what we have. And I've probably told you this before. I tell you, the angels themselves, they don't have the opportunity that you and I have to stumble and fall and then fall on our face before God, weeping tears of repentance, and be restored to our rightful place in the kingdom of God. Just ask Lucifer. He will tell you. I tell you, he would cast them out. And it just mystifies the angels. Even though they're heavenly bodies that God has created for us, his word, and a way of escape for us when we stumble and fall. And I tell you, Josiah, he understood that when he heard the words of the law. And he began to institute reform, and he changed the very course of a nation. And by the same token, reading the word of God and changing our lives and walking before God with great spiritual integrity. The Bible talks about walking upright before God and before man. I'm telling you, you will have an effect and a change on lives. People will see you and understand there's something different about him. He faces problems. He has problems, or she has problems, just like we do. But they have a different approach and a different way of dealing with it. Why? Because God's word teaches us how to do it and gives us the reassurance that we can come through the trial. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I plan on coming out the other side, y'all. I don't know about y'all, but I plan on coming out the other side of this shadow of the valley of death. The word of God has promised that. The word of God should cause us to take action and reform our lives. Bring them into harmony, into God's will. Josiah repented, and he began to tear down all the idols of pagan worship. Restore the rightful priesthood, the scripture said. Destroyed all the high places. And if you want to use today's vernacular, he began to clean house. And that's what I want to do. Lord, let me read your word, and let me examine myself, and let me clean house, and let me clean it up. Folks, we need to heed the word of God. Amen. The Bible is literally God speaking to us. And I'm telling you, if we're willing to listen, it will give us instruction. Because people, even by not only the word of God reading it, but people by the Holy Ghost spoke God's word. Just like Jeremiah was ordered to take that role and write on the word of the Lord to Jehoiakim. And when God speaks through his messenger, when I sit out here and I hear the word of God come across this desk, I want my spiritual ears to be open. I want my heart to be receptive. I want it to fall into good ground. Because it starts in here, into the mind, and it's up to us to bury it in our heart. That's what David said, that I might bear the word of the Lord in my heart, that I might not sin against thee, O God. It's one thing to go here and be in the mind and be dismissed. It's another thing to be put down into the heart, that I sin not against God, and into my spirit. Why? Spirit speaks to spirit. And in my daily life, if the spirit speaks to me, I want the Spirit of God in my heart so I'll be able to listen. Because when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord shall raise a standard against it. And if I can't see the standard go up, I'm not going to know what to do. The standard simply means a banner, and that's what they did back then. Moses had them leading the children out of Egypt. He had so many people, when the standard would go up, it would tell them to go forward, tell them to go backward, tell them to go sideways, tell them to stand. If the standard goes up from the Spirit of the Lord, you better be ready to see it. And it takes the Spirit of the Lord to listen to the Spirit. Amen. So the Spirit speaks to us through His Word. Another thing God's Word will do is it will satisfy your deepest hunger. I tell you, if it's peace, joy, love, health, strength, deliverance, there are provisions for every one of these in the Word of God. It will teach you everything you need to know. And when we read it, we come to know God by reflecting on the Scripture. We have to read it and reflect on the Word of God. Jesus was able to resist all of Satan's temptations. Not only did he read the Scripture, he knew it by heart. And he only not knew it by heart, he obeyed it and he used it. And I don't know about you, but when I'm facing things in my life, it's not unusual for me to go around talking to myself, quoting the Bible, singing a song. Get my mind on God. Get my mind on what He has given me to help me in my walk. So we need to be able to quote the Word to the enemy when he comes against us. Like I told you, he needs to know and understand that he's no match for you. He'll simply flee from you if you resist him. You know how to resist him? It's right here. Amen. The Word of God. We need to heed the Word of God. And if we do not allow God to speak to us as we read His Word, it's simply words on a page. And I know when I was young, growing up, we kept records of attendance and offering and who all brought their Bible, and they would put that on the board. And how many scriptures you read? Well, my dad, he better not catch you not raising your hand if they ask you how many scriptures you read. You better have read something. And it was real easy to get in Psalms, boy. And little old chapters ain't that long. You know, how many read? 10. It doesn't matter. I don't care what you read. Just read the Word of God. And I tell you, those Psalms are some of the best things you can read. But let's don't let it be just words on a page, folks, when we read. Let's meditate and reflect on the Word of God. Pray. If you don't understand it, pray. God, open my understanding. And He will do that. Amen. But we have to be in tune with Him and in love with Him, not just words on a page. Amen. We should read the Bible every day. It's a very good way to start your day, and we ought to pray and ask God to help us to apply what we read. I tell you, a good rule is everybody in God's Word every day. And I know we do a lot of other things every day. And I said, Lord, I get up, brush my teeth every day, bathe every day, get dressed every day, do a lot of things every day, fix breakfast, dinner, supper every day. Lord, let me read the Bible every day. Let me apply the same tenacity and principle as doing my daily routine. Let the Bible be part of my daily routine. And let's don't let busy begin to rob us of God's Word. Because I know I've been guilty of that myself. Lord, I got things to do. I ain't got time to stop right now. Maybe later. And I'll find myself laying down at night and not having read one scripture out of the Word of God. I tell you, I'll be the first to admit that I've let the day go by without reading my Bible. But I tell you, I will give you this consolation. God loves you whether you read it or not. He still loves you. But I encourage us to read the Word of God. And if we've slacked up, let's reestablish our commitment and get back on track like Josiah did. I tell you what, that man was serious. You read that whole chapter and find out what he did. He was serious about establishing the Word of God again. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Who wants to be prosperous? Who wants good success? Sure we do, all of us. Not only in our daily lives, but in my walk with God. Let me be prosperous and let me be successful. Folks, I'm here to tell you, hell was created for the devil and his angels. Not for you, not for me. And I know I used to hear people testify, and I guess they meant well. You know, they'd say, Lord, if I can just miss hell. Missing hell is a given. It's right here. That is a given to you and a given to me if we would just heed God's word. Heaven was prepared for us, folks. It's up to us if we want to go. And this word says right here, if we're going to be prosperous and if we're going to have good success, meditate on it day and night. The scripture talked about the word of the Lord, and we'll read it, about frontlets on their forehead and bound on their wrist and fasten on the doorpost. And when we were over in Israel, you could buy the little mezuzah to fasten it to your front door, any room in your house. Well, they told us any room but the bathroom, and that's obvious. But put these things, and they would stick scripture in those mezuzahs. And that word of the Lord was in the front of their house. It was in every room of their house. Why? Because the word of the Lord says, wear it as frontlets on your forehead and as bound to your wrist and fastened to your doorpost. I tell you, it's important that we know, study, and heed the word of God. There is life everlasting in the word of God. Deuteronomy chapter 6. In verse 6, I didn't have time to write these down. I was reading this morning. Deuteronomy chapter 6, beginning with verse 6 through verse 9. In closing, and these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shall talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates. Let the word of the Lord be in every aspect of your life. As the word of, I know that's back in the Old Testament, but the principle still applies. Psalms 119, starting with the first verse. I encourage you after this, if you have time when you're reading, I know it's the longest chapter in the Bible, read the 119th Psalm. If you want to read about God's word, I'm just going to read a portion of it. Verse 1, blessed are they undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto the judgments at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. Those 24 or 25 verses I just read, every one of them dealt with or mentioned precepts, laws, commandments, or words. If you don't believe that that's important today in studying the Word of God and heeding the Word of God, you're mistaken. And this lesson was about a tale of two kings. I want to be like King Josiah. I want the Word to say behind my name, he did right in the sight of the Lord and kept all the laws like his father David did. Not like Jehoiakim to tear it and burn it and disregard it completely. I tell you, I want to serve God. I want to heed his word. I found this little poem while I was studying. I subscribed to this little book. It's called Our Daily Bread. Some of y'all may get it too in the mail. Wonderful little book. It's free. If you don't have it, you need to get it. And at the end of one of the little articles, it was this little poem. I thought it was appropriate. It says, the Bible gives us all we need to live our lives for God each day. But it won't help if we don't read and practice what its pages say. Let's heed the word of God. Let's practice what we preach. Amen. Let's don't be pharisaical in our lives. Whatever the word says, that's what I want to do. I want to heed God's word. Don't you? Amen. God bless you this morning. I love you. Love this church. And I appreciate the word that goes forth across this desk that enhances my life and teaches me right from wrong. That's how the church is going to grow, and that's how the church is fixing to go. Amen. God bless you this morning. We'll take a quick break and come back for morning worship in a moment.